Life is getting busier. It's getting more hectic, not just for us, but for everyone as well. Everyone else as well, including the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, joining us now, live in the studio of the third week of Advent for Pause for Thought. You are busy, aren't you, Rowan?
I have to say I am, yes. Yes, and it's going to get a bit busier the next few days. Still, we'll be off to Canterbury very soon, and it's not quite so busy there until Christmas itself.
So will you breathe a huge sigh of relief when you get in the car on the way to Canterbury? Which part of the M20 do you feel relaxed?
Somewhere crossing the Medway, I think.
All right. And then, so you'll have a quiet Christmas and a happy New Year elsewhere?
We hope so, yes. I mean, Christmas is busy in the cathedral, but then a few quite light days with family and friends, and we'll be off to Mid Wales for New Year, all being well.
Good for you. And your reflection, your general reflection of this year, how's it been?
It's been pretty full, with a lot of travel and two big trips to Africa. That's, I suppose, the thing I'll remember from this year.
And were they preordained? Were they scheduled to happen?
Yeah, we'd been planning two trips, and we try to plan trips to trouble spots, you know, places where people need a bit of an arm around the shoulder. So a visit to Congo in June was very important for me, and then the trip to Zimbabwe in the autumn as well.
And how flexible can you be as such a huge organisation to react to situations that happen overnight or maybe in a week's time?
Mm. Internationally, it's quite difficult. It's not easy just to drop things and, you know, travel abroad at short notice. So we try to think ahead about places that might need some sort of help, some sort of support.
And next year you have a busy diary already, don't you?
Well, already, yes, up to the end of the year, really. trip to the Holy Land early on, another trip to China, probably. And then, of course, locally, we've got all the discussions about women bishops here in the Church of England. So I don't think it'll be dull.
And you've got the Olympics as well. You're going to have to take part in that somehow.
Olympics, yes, I'll be there.
You're going to be warming up for that. All right, so you're thinking about Christmas now. You're thinking about how to have a happy Christmas or an organised Christmas?
Well, I think one of the problems is every year, I say, like everybody else, this year I'm going to get it sorted out. I'll have the cards written by December the 1st. I'll work out properly what we can afford. I'll do the presents in time. I'll know exactly how many people are coming to stay and how many people are coming for meals and so on, all the rest of it. And lurking somewhere in our minds is the idea of the perfect Christmas, probably with snow, just not the kind that closes down airports and upsets the travel plans. And then every year, mysteriously, all the plans seem to evaporate, and it's the usual mess, with all the last-minute panic. And I think there'll be a good few people concerned right now about what they can afford for a start this year. But it's very odd, this business of looking for the perfect Christmas, because the story of the first Christmas is the story of a series of completely unplanned, messy events. You've got a surprise pregnancy, an unexpected journey you've got to make, and then a complete muddle over the hotel accommodation when you get there. It's not exactly the perfect Christmas holiday. But I think the story tells us something really vital. We try to plan all this stuff and stay in charge, and too often, especially with advertisers singing in our ears all the time, we think unless we can cook the perfect dinner or plan the perfect wedding or organise the perfect Christmas, we somehow don't really count or we can't hold our heads up. And then in the complete mess of the first Christmas, it's as if God is saying, don't worry, I'm not going to wait till you've got everything sorted out perfectly before I get involved with you. I'm already there for you in the middle of it all. And if you just let yourself lean on me a bit instead of trying to make yourself and everything around you perfect by your own efforts, then maybe everybody will feel a bit more of the love flowing. My love flowing. Well, I'm never sure whether to wish anybody a peaceful Christmas, because it never is, really. But I can wish people joy in the midst of the mess and every blessing from the God of ordinary and untidy and surprising things.
So what about a happy, messy Christmas? Because they always
happy,
are, like you
messy
say.
Christmas, yes. But, a messy Christmas to all our readers.
Yeah, very good. Messy Christmas, everyone. I like that. And so, but you're so right, because the nativity itself, it was all very last minute, wasn't it?
Very last minute.
Everyone's got to get there. Come on, hurry up, the wise men. Where the heck are you? It's all going
right,
to happen.
12 days late.
Yeah, well, we're in the inn. Well, he's not in the inn. He's in the stable, for heaven's sake. Now, this morning, we had this lovely story here, Archbishop, about a vicar from Devon who's delivered an alternative Christmas message by making a video of himself wrapping the nativity. He's called Gavin Tight, and he's from the parish of Uplime in Devon. Would you like to hear the nativity wrapped?
I would be delighted.
Okay, here we go. I've got to make sure I play the right thing.
Now Joseph was a member of David's kin. He made a stair for Judea and Bethlehem. He went down from the town of Nazareth in Galilee, taking his fiancée Mary near the livery. And during this day, nature had its way. Put a date in the diary for the king's birthday. While out in the ballpark, she hit a home run. Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. No hotel, motel, custom baby changer. She wrapped the baby up and laid him in a manger.
Does it have the Archbishop's approval?
I think I'd give that my mark of approval, yes.
Okay. Is that a 10 out of 10?
Pretty impressive. 10 out of 10.
Well done. Reverend Gavin, you're through to the next round. Okay, we've had it on good authority. Happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas to you too.